I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
Hello, hello, everybody. Hi, guys. Welcome to another Project Runway Season 18, Episode 8, After Show. Yeah. Hi guys, my name is Orn Mikhail, underwear designer and your ultimate fashion guy. To my left, I have a swatch queen, Jerozen Jovan.
Hello!
And to her left, I have a former model who works for LA Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and Chicago Runways, Bria Williams.
How you doing?
And to her left, Cody Epperson, who used to be a stylist at J.Crew for 6 years.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
We have like such a busy episode today to talk about so many things. But I just want to hear your overall thoughts real quickly. Today, the designer needed to work with sheer, make something that the model is comfortable with, something not too sexy, something that it's hard to work with sheer. So that was the challenge. The Young left and Marquee came back. So I want to hear your overall thoughts really quickly.
Y'all know I've been saying from day one, Dae Young was going to go home. And it finally happened. So that happened. And then we saw who had a challenge with the sheer because they didn't know what sheer meant. But if you're a designer, I feel like being a designer, it's, you know, it's its own language. But okay, yeah. That was my thought.
Real? Honey, give me sheer, give me skin, give me it all. But the competition is steep and people are going home.
Cody?
I was disappointed Dae Young was just like, goodbye. I get it, but I was disappointed. I wanted her to stay. I thought this episode was very silly. There were a lot of things that made me just like laugh at like, what? But then I was not very pleased with how it ended.
Yeah, same here. I felt like, The end wasn't great with Victoria and
Chelsea.
Oh
my god, don't get me started on her.
But we'll get there when we'll talk about the looks. But right now I have a better thing that we can start a show with.
Yes!
And we have Ellen with us.
Ellen!
Hello.
How are you?
Skin
you look
is
fabulous.
Glowing.
Oh, thank you. Tell me more.
So how are you tonight?
Tell me more.
I'm doing great. We're here. Thank you for having me. I'm having the time of my life. I mean, I also watched the episode, so
girl. Yeah, I love to say it.
Yeah. I love him.
Well, I'm just going to start with my first question. So what inspired you to become a designer?
Yeah, you know, it was accidental. I did theater my whole life. I was on stage, and I felt that the costume designers needed a little bit more of a spotlight on them. So I played, like, producer, and I did this fashion show in high school, and they ended up canceling on me, so I had to make all the outfits myself. And then when everyone was like, girl, you might want to change your career. And now here we are, and I made my friend's prom dress, and she looked snatched at and I said, okay, I think we are onto something, let's do this instead. And now here we are.
I love that. That's like a story.
Yeah, right? It is such a good story. And you tell it well, because you just have so much
personality.
Yes, right? Exactly.
I love you, fellow theater dear girl.
I was so sad when you left, because you have so much personality.
Yeah, like your personality.
You got so many fun moments through the show.
But has your fan base like grown so drastically since the show aired?
It has. I saw this one little tweet that I think like wrapped it together so well, which was, before this, like, no one knew the word Allentude. And now, whether you hate it or not, like, everyone started using it. And I was like, okay, I'm glad my friend catch on.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I have Allentude. I wanted to ask you, do you have an individual designer or artist that has inspired your looks?
I always say that, like, your classic Dior shape is beautiful. I think that we consistently go back to it. I love the beauty of, like, an Elie Saab and the eccentricity of a McQueen when he was alive and he was doing his whole theatrics and shows and changing, you know, so much. So I try and combine all of that in Allentude.
Love the Allentude.
Heck yeah. So my question for you, my dear Alan, is so like when unfortunately it was so disappointing because we learned so much about you on the episode that you left. We learned about your background and like your family, and so how was your family dynamic? How did that shape you as a designer? Like, what how do you draw from that?
It shaped me like crazy, definitely. Coming from, you know, having that single mother raise you, having your little brother not truly understand, kind of see, you know, your father be there one day and then gone the next. Like, mm-hmm. that's something you can't explain to a five-year-old. Like, how do you explain that, you know? And then having to just grow up and try and become this, like, fashion designer that's, like, in the lights and trying to make so much beauty, because that truly is your job. Your job is to make other people feel beautiful, and to have to go through struggles and still be the bubbly personality that I am and that little gem of light for other people has been what's definitely motivated me and moved me forward as well.
Awesome. That's amazing, because really that is like such a unique situation to be in your position and have that, mm-hmm. like, it's inspirational. So proud of you, babe.
Thank you.
So what lessons did you learn while being on the show, and what did you take away?
Definitely. I learned so quickly. I have so much more to go. I was the youngest designer out of all of us there. And to be in a room that was just filled with so much creativity and so much talent, you know, like normally it's just me in my studio sewing and my best friend, like my top bitch is my mannequin. You know what I'm saying? So to be in a room with other people that are like-minded and are getting it, I'm like, oh my God, okay, I have so much more to do. And I think that's why I am just reaching for the stars at this point.
Yeah. I see that. Well, we're all seeing now too, that the competition is getting steep, and you know, some people really can't handle the pressure of the competition. Mm-hmm. And so how does the pressure of designing under the challenge rules on the show dictate how you create as a designer? Is the pressure an advantage to real life situations outside of the show, or is it unrealistic pressure that the contestants are getting?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, it's definitely crazier than what you can even imagine. When you watch it, it's so easy to like sit at home and, you know, just like dig your hand into the bucket of popcorn and be like, bitch, you should have done this, you should have done that. And then, because I know, like, I watch it, and that's what I used to say. And then as soon as I got there, I was like, oh shit, girl, there's no popcorn here, you know what I'm saying? And so it's crazy. It is absolutely insane, but it's so much fun. I really do feel like I lived every minute of it, and I regret nothing.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. That's right. So who are you keeping up with? Are there any contestants on the show that you're keeping up with? I know you and Dae Young were close. How do you feel about that?
Oh my God, I miss Dae Young. I love her so much. I'm so excited, you know, to see all of them and just love all of them again. I did. I got so close to Dae Young so fast. She was my roommate. I thank the Lord I only had one. Oh, I feel so bad for everybody else that had like eight.
Oh my God.
I did. I love Dae Young. And I think that all of us are such a close little group. I mean, you know, though we have a group chat, we talk on the daily, we, you know, share each other's new accomplishments, and we like share tips, and we all stay connected. I don't think I would have ever imagined that. I keep saying it. Like, I went into the competition thinking I'm not here for friends. Like, I got friends already. I don't need new ones. Y'all good. I'm here to win. Sorry about it. And then I came out on the other side with, like, 15 new friends. So,
yes.
Here we go.
That's really good yeah. to hear that they're all being nice and cool. Is everyone being nice?
I can guess already.
I just
already.
Love Dae Young so much.
Yeah. That was a good one. Good one.
Okay, so you know we have to give one fun question on here. So here it is. The designer angels walk into your studio and tell you, we will grant your wishes. Three of your dream goals on your vision board are going to be handed to you today. What three top goals for 2020 are being granted to Alan?
Dios santo. okay. Definitely surviving in New York is like top goal. Like, girl, if I get to New York and I'm homeless, this ain't gonna work out. You know what I'm saying? I think goal two is getting major like celebrity mainstream to wear Allentude to some kind of event. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just to sleep at her sugar daddy's place.
It's an event, you know.
And to make my family in Houston proud.
Yeah. Awesome. Love it.
You do love it.
You're going to do it.
You are.
Yes, you will.
Thank you.
New York is just scary. You're going to, like, kill it.
Right.
Yay. Just the idea of it is scary, but it's not.
Well, Alan, what else can, you know, like, where can people find you? What can we expect next from you? I know that, you know, we're rooting for you to be back on the show, but in the meantime, until we see your arrival, what can we, where can we find you? Where can we find your designs? What's going on with you now?
Definitely. So as you know, my brand is Allentude, which is like attitude, but Allentude, A-L-A-N-T-U-D-E. You can find it on all social media. Every single platform is at Allentude. You can follow us on my website, allentude.com. I mean, branding, girl, I kept it real simple for you. All you need to know is Allentude.
That's
it.
Right.
That's it. Period.
Yes. Yeah.
You also on Instagram and Twitter and all these?
I do. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything. LinkedIn, Google Plus, TikTok. What you need to
TikTok.
Find. They're all there. I made sure every single one of them was Allentude.
I love it.
I already claimed it.
So, are you about to be cutting up at Fashion Week?
I cannot confirm or deny that I will be dropping this ass somewhere.
Okay.
Honey, we're looking out.
All right. We're going to follow and see.
So much yes. Allentude in this interview.
Follow and see where we're going to go. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Oh, well, good luck to you in New York. We're rooting for you here in the studio.
Stay warm.
Thank you.
And come visit us in L.A.
Yes, come visit us in L.A.
Sooner than y'all know.
Thanks for joining us, Alan.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Thank you
for having me.
Stay fabulous.
Bye.
Bye.
Allentude.
I love him.
Yes. I know, what a sweetheart.
Allentude,
I missed him. I hope that he's coming back on the show.
Well, he is. We'll
Da-da-da.
See him next week.
Well, guys, let's move on with our show. Let's start talking about some looks from today, from the sheer.
But first, there's something we got to tell them.
No, I want you to wait. I'll tell you when. So let's talk about Britney's look.
I was trying to follow your rules.
Let's talk about Britney, okay? So she was safe from the beginning.
Okay.
What do you think about her look?
She was on my okay list. So I put a love, a hate, and an okay. And Britney's on my okay.
Okay.
Because that was just
I'm
okay.
I'm waiting for her picture so I can like say
it was
something.
Very Forever 21 to me.
But okay. Britney definitely thought this week she was at the top. She said that she was going to be at the
she
top.
She said she was
week.
Going to be at the tizzy top.
Mm. I mean, it was cute, but it was like it wasn't like
top worthy.
It was safe.
Like it was sheer, so you couldn't really see body.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a sheer fabric.
Well,
but,
she had that pink look, right?
Yeah, I love the color.
All right, let me back it up. I actually really liked that look.
I did too.
You did.
Mm-hmm. When you say really,
you just
really liked,
close the like the
what's the level?
What is it?
Because
what?
When you
what's the question?
When you.
I want to see the picture, but what is it? Like, how do you call it?
Oh, the
an icon?
Skype?
Yeah, the Skype. We need to close the Skype so we can see the picture.
Thank
Perfect.
You.
Thank you.
Voila.
So, yeah.
So, my thing is when I think of Sheer, oh my gosh. When I think of Sheer, I think of Stiff. And she had, it was flowy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it
that's
was.
Why I really
that's
liked
for sure, yeah.
Britney's look.
I really liked Britney's look. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was chic. I literally wrote, I put a heart and I put chic slash cute. I thought it was hella cute.
It's really
I
cute.
I enjoyed it.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't one of the most standout.
Yeah, it
looks
wasn't a winner, but it was cute.
Right.
Like very girly. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about Chelsea that she was also.
Oh, yeah.
She left today.
She was on my hate list, so that was.
But she was. The whole season on your hate list or today?
No, just today.
Okay, yeah, same. So, like, today she was so disappointing.
Mm.
And the whole season she was so great. And I can't, like, believe that she left after this, like,
even look at it from afar.
Jeans that she did. Like, when she did that, I thought that she's, like, one of the best. And then she's coming with
even
this.
From afar, looking at it now, it just looks like, what is that?
She made so many mistakes here. And, like, she was so proud of it. And she was so confident at the beginning. She was like, I know what I'm doing. And then...
Well, when I initially, like, this is a disaster. Like, I love her, and I'm actually really upset that she left this week. But initially, her first design was, it was very ruffly, and I actually really liked it, and Christian didn't. Mm. So I, this, it's so disappointing, because I actually think her, what's the word?
Original.
Original, her intuition to do what she originally was doing, I thought actually was much better than what
her advice
brought her to.
I thought that because she's been safe so many weeks, like she, I don't think this was the time to be like, okay, she's going home. I feel like they've given so many other people opportunities to be in the bottom and still save them. And,
like Victoria.
Yeah. So I didn't think she should have went home for this. She should have been saved from it.
It's really a bad look, but she is a great designer. Yeah. And she was proving herself the whole season. So I feel like they need to be like more.
I just wanted to add one thing, because when it came down to it, her and Victoria were in the bottom.
Yes.
Yes. Victoria's dress was hideous compared. Like those were both the weakest looks, but Victoria's previous looks is what saved her.
And week after week,
remember, we were forgetting that Chelsea was in the competition. She was just being safe, safe, safe. So if you're going to have to compare the whole library of what they did on this show, on this season.
Look at these nails, though.
Everything. Yeah, so that was my take. That's why I do think that it was her
turn. Well, I kind of agree with you, too. Like, yeah, like, at the beginning, I didn't know who she is, like, for a few episodes. And then.
Right.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We were like, Chelsea, who's Chelsea?
Well, now it's your moment to say something to our audience.
So we are so happy to be here. We thank you for all the support that you've been giving us. Thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And make sure that you continue to show your support by liking this video, subscribing to our YouTube channel, giving us 5 stars on YouTube, and leaving a comment, and not a mean one about Own, because he's sick of the hate and the shame.
We throw the shame. I love here. I love it.
Yes. My nails look great on your shirt.
We support you, Own.
These nails are next level. Okay, let's go and talk about our next look. Delvin, our beloved Delvin.
Remember, we were like, where's Delvin this episode? They hardly gave him any camera time.
I was...
Listen,
what
that
do you think
look,
about this look?
I like this look. Mm-hmm. I think it's... I like it. I mean, I think that the pants are great. They're different. Mm-hmm. The top is nice. I think it's a cute look. I think he did what he was supposed to do in this competition, but I think you guys are right. They didn't really... He was just, like, in the background this week with a couple other people.
Yeah.
I think it was just like too much drama with Victoria and Dion and this and that. And then, like, he did great.
Everyone's
job,
emotions, so like outshined the fashion this
week. And he's
week.
Never, like, pretty in the. I feel like he's never, like, in the gossip part of the show. He's always working and doing whatever
he's
he needs.
He's focused.
And I respect that.
Yeah, I do. And that look, because we were wondering, we were like, where is
he's
he?
He's in shade, but then he's not, like, in the shade.
Yeah.
Okay, but that look it was on my love list. Remember, I said love? Okay. He was on the love list. So I love that look. And we
love
Delvin.
It too. It's very, it's sexy, but not too much.
Right.
It's very fashionable, very editorial. Yeah. I mean, it's great.
I think he did a great job. I do not think it's one of the best looks of the week, but I think he stuck to the parameters of the challenge and did a good job.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about Jeffrey.
Okay.
I just want to wipe his tears before we start to talk, because Jeffrey stopped crying.
He came off.
Did he start crying at some point?
He was like, he's always about to cry. He always looks like the tears are already welled up in his eyes and he's about to cry. And then
is cute, but at the same time,
week after week. And then he came off so desperate and needy at mood with Christian, like, do you like my design? And I'm doing this
but
for
Dai Young.
And
I felt and like then I, it was like, but do you like my design?
it was just awkward. And clearly it wasn't that great. I mean, I'm gonna say I didn't hate his design. He was on my okay list. So I was surprised that he was at the bottom. But I got what he was trying to do with this look, with the print at the top and then the blue. It was a good colors choice as well. The blue goes well with the black and white. But it wasn't, as stand out as some of the others. So, I don't know.
I think this is different for Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. I'm so used to, you know, being able to pinpoint each designer's looks. Jeffrey, I feel like, always gives something different. So
yeah.
he stuck with that. I thought it was different. I didn't think it was worth being at the bottom necessarily. I think he did a good job. Like, despite all the emotion he was giving, you would have thought his piece would have been a wreck. Like, yeah. He put something together. It was good.
It was even funny at first during the sketch session, because even the model, Fidgen, looked annoyed with him. Like, what are you going to do? Like, are you going to do this? He was so indecisive. He had no clue. Then he took a cigarette break.
He didn't kind of say that. Like, she showed up and he was like, so, like, I'm going to try to, like, do this. And,
oh, geez. He's like, look, I'm about to enjoy this summer New York weather and I have a cigarette break. You could pump your brakes, Christian. Thank you.
Listen, the way wasn't great at all, but I feel like the final piece is not bad. I mean, I would change the fabric on top to something more like going with the flow of the dress. But she looks very, like, the model is great for it. She's, like, she kind of getting you the aggressive face, like, the, like, confident face. And then, like, the dress is giving her, like, it was a great look at the end. Again, like, I'm with you. It wasn't supposed to be bottom, but also, obviously, not top. But it was okay.
Yeah. I loved this dress. I think it moved well. I think the model looked amazing in it. I love the bold blue against the stripes, like, I thought Jeffrey did an amazing job, and I liked the way he styled it with the shoes. And
we talked about these boobs, and I didn't see any boobs.
I didn't either.
No, I didn't see any boobs.
Like, they saw boobs. Yeah,
they did say that. The
Marquise had all the boobs this week.
I don't see any.
Well, the
boobs
judges
here.
Said that it was it was so sure they could see the boobs. I didn't see boobs. I thought it was beautiful.
No, yeah. I didn't.
I love. I honestly thought this should have been a top one. I don't think he should have been.
I mean, the tops were really tops this week. So
that is
so
true. Like, in comparison,
for the top, but it was a great look.
I'm sticking by it. I like this one a lot. There's those. I have things to say about our top looks.
Okay, I liked
this one a lot. Jeffrey, keep it up.
Okay, let's talk about Nancy's dress.
Yeah.
Your mommy.
Your mommy is like, how do you feel about mom? How do you feel about mom's look?
Mom slayed. She slayed on Dee Dee's outfit this week. Like, give me life, Nancy. So, I'm a fan of this shoulder thing that we have going on.
Mm-hmm.
Adds the pop to it, and then just the entire silhouette. I think she did a really good job with it this week. It's not, the model isn't drowning in the outfit as they talked about last week, so I think she came to play.
And that's what she said. She was like, oh, I want to, she picked Dee Dee again. She was like, I want to do Dee Dee, and I want to, like, do justice by Dee Dee. Like, and Nancy did justice by Dee Dee. It looks great.
Tens across the board. And the fact that she took the judge's critique, improved, stepped it up tenfold, showed the model's body with the same model to redeem herself.
Yeah.
That's why she should have won. This was a winning look.
Mm-hmm.
It was a winning
This look. Was a winning was a look, look. And I feel like she was robbed. But granted, Sergio did amazing as well. But I'm telling you, this was the winning look of the week. And if they didn't give it to you, Nancy, we're giving it to you.
Yeah. I really liked it. And the pockets are sick.
Oh my God, that's right.
When Carly said that she'll walk on the red carpet with the,
with the pockets.
I love that. It's like such a, like,
that's
great look.
Six, and 7 years at J. Crew, anytime they put a pocket on a dress. During roll up, we're like, and the I'm not wearing those dresses, but anytime they're like, there's pockets in these dresses, we love a dress with a pocket.
It's amazing. Especially when it's a gown like this and it's like giving you like a moment and she can stand
somewhere to put your keys, put your phone.
Even just hide
even
your
just
hand
for the pose,
real quick.
For like the pose for like the red carpet look.
Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about functionality.
Yes.
So
it's all
right. Love
that. You're a winner in our hearts,
You're a
Nancy.
Winner. I love it.
Perfect. Shout out to your mom.
Yeah, we're like,
shout out, mom.
All audience on this panel.
Shout out, mom.
Okay, let's talk about Sergio, the winner of the week.
Yeah. No, he did it.
He did do
and,
it.
And was,
but
this
was his comfortable zone. Don't forget that.
That's true.
This is what he's doing. This is how he started. That's what he's good at. That's what he's very successful as.
Right.
So
he was already feeling himself from the beginning. Like, because he knew. Like, he was like, this is my element.
This is my week.
This
it's,
is it.
It's mine.
And was this the one where the model was completely naked?
Yeah.
No, he won. No, okay, I get it. I get why he won. even though I'm still rooting for Nancy, but that was, it was, that's just striking. The fact that your model is butt naked and we don't know,
yeah,
you know, that's.
Listen, I think it's like amazing dress. He did amazing job. He deserved the winning. But we all, again, need to remember that this is his challenge.
Yeah.
It's his work. Like, that's nobody true. Can compete with him from this group of people because his dresses before this show are these.
Yeah.
And he did amazing job because he knows how to do it better than all of them.
Right.
I am honestly, I do think he did an amazing job. Like his detailing, like you said, like there, we don't even know she's naked, but we can see she's naked and just the details, like cover up everything needs to be covered up. And I'm a huge fan of fringe. I think it's beautiful. The top, I love the fringe on the shoulders, the fringe on the bottom. I do. That is something that I was like, that is why I think Nancy needed to win because the fringe on the skirt part of this dress, it was just like, it was just. It wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
He just needed it on the shoulders and on the, like, it looks like he just took, like, extensions from someone's head right. and was like, and, like, yeah. pinned them onto the skirt.
Like, that's fashion.
That's fashion. I just took these out of my head. But in general, I do think it's just, that was the one thing, was the fringe on the dress. That's what irked me.
Mm. It sounds like it irked you.
Can you tell?
Does a lot of talking. And I feel like...
He's red.
All right.
That was like, it's beautiful, except for that fringe on the dress. That's it. But that for some reason, that fringe on the dress really set me off. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me...
Oh, let me hit myself. You okay?
I'm good. I just got to take a breath. You go.
Okay. So I think Sergio, like you guys said, should have won because this is his area. Mm-hmm. But I think if anything, I would have questioned him if he didn't win because Sergio talks so much that you right. kind of expect him to win all right, the time. Right. But like you guys said, I give it to him. Like this is his area. He should have won. And he actually did less talking, I feel like, this episode because he knew he had it in the bag.
He was like, oh no, I got it.
But he gave attitude. He gave like that attitude, like
just a little.
There was one point where we were like, okay, girl.
Okay. Like,
we hear you. We see you.
Right. He's like, I'm just on another level.
That's yeah, he right.
Like that. He's yeah.
like, it was like, oh, I want to show the, I think I show the designers in this competition that, like, I can win this.
Yeah, it's like okay.
Okay.
Only because Victoria's over there having a meltdown.
Yeah. Okay, so, Victoria, if you just mentioned, let's talk about Victoria.
Oh.
Listen, she's very talented. Mm-hmm. I thought that this week was the week to say goodbye.
Mm. I did too.
Because... she's always like, if it's not going her way, let's not do it. And like for me, people are saying like, I'm quitting. Not like Dion because she's sick or whatever. But just to quit because you have a meltdown or you had a bad day or like you didn't understand a word. First of all, I don't really understand that. Like I'm here, like I'm not from America. If I right. don't know a word, I'll ask.
Yeah.
So like you're not running to do a challenge without asking what cheer is. Cheer is the only word that you need to know. So, like, you're going and finding out exactly what cheer means. And also, as a designer, you don't know what cheer is. It's a problem.
Right. Yeah.
Before mm-hmm. coming to this competition. But again, she's very talented. And this dress, like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm talking about her because this dress is, like, can't really talk. Like, it's not worth talking about.
It's fine.
Besides the fact that it's, like, very, like, good shape on her, like showing her body nicely. This dress is like not really her work, I'll say, because it was an hour and a half of work. But she's just like maybe not made for the show.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just made to be a designer of
right.
not on a competition
of
show.
Of what she can do. Because right. that's the thing, they even said it last week. It's like she can stick within these parameters of what she can do. And if she has to go outside of that, it
freaks
all
her
of
out.
A sudden
freaks
she's like, out. Well, I'm just going to do what I want to do and right. what I know how to do. And it's like, that's not what the competition is. And then she was saying today, she's like, oh, this competition is so important to me. But then she was saying she wanted to quit instead of being kicked off.
Bottom,
and
yeah.
it's like, that doesn't mean it's important to you.
It's
that
right.
means
like, it's only important
like,
that you win.
That she stayed because like she gave up and she said like, you know, oh, if I'm not like, I don't want you to illuminate me. I'll leave. Like, I don't like this.
Yeah,
this, like,
that mentality.
And that's,
yeah.
It's terrible. Like, and it's like, and someone else went home when this girl threw something together in 30 minutes and was like, oh, I threw this on the runway. And then she gets to stay.
Yeah.
And can I say, let's just admit that she even came into this episode with a bad attitude. She already was upset because she was on the bottom last week. And
she didn't want hugs.
She wasn't grateful. She wasn't grateful for the fact that she didn't get sent home. So it already makes you feel Like, I'm not even happy for the successes that you've had on the show because it only was giving you a bigger head.
Yeah, right?
And now we're seeing that whenever you're not at the top, if you're even if you're just not confident in the challenge, last week it was a print challenge. You didn't do print. This week it's sheer. I don't know the word sheer. What was the other one when it was about the nationality and she didn't do represent her, her country. And she was like, oh, but this is what I like. It's like every week you find an excuse to make it about how you want it to be. And then when it doesn't go your way, you're being a brat about it to the point where you had a temper tantrum, literally had a temper tantrum. Her station looked a hot mess. Like, Edward Scissorhands went over there.
It really did.
Trying to make stencils.
Chicken's like
and
crazy.
And she literally crazy. Just, she was like, I'm out. She took a nap, came back, put that, threw that together, and then
she
got saved.
She gave herself a timeout. Yeah.
Gave herself a timeout like a baby, like a toddler. I do want to give a shout out to Brittany, because I thought it was mature of her. To be to go and console Victoria, even though we saw her like giving her shade a couple of episodes back, but it was nice for her to see. She's like, look, I want to compete against the best, and she's like, she's one of the best, but I don't really think that Victoria's showing us that she's one of the best. We just saw her in her element a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I think she's getting overwhelmed. Like, DeYoung had her she's physically having issues, and she was like, I'm bowing out gracefully, I can't handle it. But Victoria's like, yo, like, I'm having a conniption over this. Like, she's... Even all of a sudden, she's freaking out because she got some criticism.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with On. I think the mentality, if you're going to say you're going to quit, like, you just don't deserve to be there.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like we've been saying from the beginning, it's a competition, and there's plenty of other people waiting in line. I think she's a phenomenal designer, but once you say, I quit, then, I mean, leave.
Yeah, like, just leave and, yeah. Like... I don't know. It was just annoying that, like, she stayed and other people that want to be on the competition, like Chelsea, really want to be there.
With better attitudes.
I'm sure that Victoria want to be there, but, like, if you have the thought of leaving because you had a bad day, so you don't deserve to be there.
Yeah.
At least Chelsea got to tell her about herself before she went.
Yeah, right?
Because she got that in there. She's like, girl, I'm tired, too. You're not the only one that's tired up in here.
Just real quick, Matt Miller in our feed, thank you. His fringe was terrible. You're right.
Oh, he agreed with you?
He was like, I hated that. He was like, that fridge was awful. I was like, thanks, Matt.
Shout out, Matt.
Well, I hear you. I see you. Let's talk about the last look of the week. Not least at all, Marquis that came back. Thank you for coming back. I mean, it was a great look. Like, I love it. What I loved more was the t-shirt that he was making for himself.
Yeah.
I need this t-shirt, right? So please get it for me.
Yeah. I have always been feeling I like Marquise's personal style a lot better than sometimes than what he puts on the runway, but way to make a comeback.
Right?
Yeah. But way to make a comeback, Marquise. Mm-hmm. This was quite the comeback. I'm not going to say I wasn't such a big fan of his look at first. You guys know I was throwing mad shade.
the fabric, but
he put it together nicely. And I do like the way you could tell that the model felt so confident in his look.
The
and that
model worked that outfit.
And that's what matters.
She looked good.
Yeah, she looked really good.
Good comeback, Marquise. Really good comeback.
And, like, he did a good job. He played with, like, the whole thing was, like, sheer, be sexy, be revealing, but not over revealing.
Yeah.
And I think he really nailed it.
Cause I was feeling that boobage, like, and she has nice breasts.
Yeah.
She has nice breasts. I was like, okay.
She got some curves. She was killing it.
I was here for it.
Well, Bria, you are, like, in touch with all of them, so get me this t-shirt, please.
Okay,
Bria, hop in the DMs.
Like, please, on your DMs.
I'm coming for you, Marquise.
Well, guys, it was a lot happening today, but Cody, where people at home can find you on social media?
Oh, yeah. I'm on Facebook. My name's Cody Epperson. I'm on Instagram as Cody Epp, CodyEpp. And then my Twitter, I think, is the same one. I'm not there much, though. So how about you, Bria?
Bria is on Instagram. You guys can catch me on Instagram at BriaWilliams_.
You can find me on Instagram at Jerosalyn Diva, JEROSLYN Diva.
And you can find me on I'm On Mikhail on Instagram and On Mikhail on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thanks, guys. Stay fabulous.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.